everybody. Well, I'm going to let some people filter in here. Can't wait to see these damn comments. But seeing the news, you already know what I'm going to... This is the first time we've done this in a while. I'm going to pour one out for old Nico. The end of the Nico era at Tennessee. I think he's as good as gone. It is Friday, at least. At least he waited till Friday. This would have been pretty sad. This was on a Tuesday or a Monday. I literally just got off the plane. I wanted to get on here. Appreciate you guys already starting to pile in. The barn says, Nico, I'm a Oliva. Oh, buddy. Cousin Shane's supposed to be here, but we know he's always going to be late. Emergency pod in April. Not good. Have you heard the news? Maybe you haven't. I'm sure there's some people that don't know. Let's get into it. Nico. Well, first of all, here's the important thing to know. New portal opens April 16th. So that's 5 days from now, right? Apparently, Nico or his representatives, whatever you want to say, they want more money. He's making $2.5 million. That ain't going to cut it anymore. Which, in fairness to him, that is not what top elite quarterbacks are getting in college football. Now, you guys like Carson Beck apparently getting $4+ million. Darian Mensah, he's kind of the outlier, but he's the Duke quarterback, is allegedly making $8 million for 2 years to play at Duke. So, in a sense, you could understand Nico, hey, $2.5 million, whatever the exact number is, that's not going to cut it for an elite quarterback. But here's the rub. Is he an elite quarterback? I don't know many people that think he is today. I know a lot of people think he could be, and I think he could be. But is he? No. And you got to keep in mind, they've already paid him several million dollars. His first year, he barely played. He played in the bowl game, yet they paid him. And then last year, I thought he was, I don't want to say a liability. That's probably too strong, but the offense didn't run through him. They basically had to engineer an offense that could work around his inexperience, his inability to read the field. Didn't come up big in massive games like Ohio State, Arkansas, all the losses, Georgia, Arkansas, Ohio State. Arkansas wasn't even a huge game, but it sure as hell could have used Nico. I believe he had a guy wide open in the end zone. What did he do? He ran out of bounds. I mean, this is a guy that wants all this money? I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. But again, Tennessee's in a unique position because people are asking, what about the backup? Pretty touted guy, Jake Merklinger, but he's never played. And he would be, just based on what we know, even if you're the biggest Jake Merklinger fan in the world, it would be a major, major downgrade to bring him in. And Tennessee's not doing shit, I wouldn't think, without Nico. So here's the man of the hour. He's pretty fired up. Caution, maybe if there's any youngins, take them away, because you never know what this guy's going to say about this. More devastating, Shane. Cracker Barrel blocking you, which they have unblocked you, but Cracker Barrel blocking you or Nico holding out, and it sounds like he may be leaving.
Cracker Barrel was pretty bad. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Nico's gonna come and go, brother. You know what I'm saying? He could be something special. It could be something we talk about for many, many years, and he may just be another bump in the road at Rocky Top. You know what I'm saying? But Cracker Barrel will always be a staple at the Cousin Shane house. You know? So
hey, shout out that Cousin Bobby says Ohio State says they should pay him.
You know, here's the thing. First off, the spring portal is bullshit. We should get rid of it, you know, and this is a prime example of why coaches don't want to do spring games. This is a prime example of it's tough to do roster management when right here at this pivotal moment, you're potentially losing your franchise quarterback, if you will, you know, right. And it's a lot of it. I can't blame the kids because I want them to get paid, but also there's a way of doing things. You very seldom do you see holdouts in camps in the NFL. You see them, but a lot of times these conversations are held behind doors. You know, they're cleaned up even in the spring, you know, like, hey, we're going to do this or we're not going to do this. It's just, I don't know, man. I think this gives college football a little bit of a black eye because, again, it's just another example of the situation that we created. Let's not act like we're innocent here. We basically built this system, and now we're pissed that the kids are holding out when they've got so many people in their ear telling them they're worth this or they're worth that or they could come here and be more successful. And I don't blame the kids because they're kids. Let's get at the end of the day, they're all undeveloped up here. You know, I think what they say, 25 is like when you, you know, hell, I'm still searching for mine. You know what I'm saying? But when you've got so many people in your ear kind of telling you what you should do and what to, even if the deal goes down, Mike, I don't know how you bounce back because there's so many Tennessee fans right now that says, is he fucking worth it? And I hate to be that way, Mike, but when you look at what we got last year, the reason I feel like Tennessee made it as far as they did was not because of the arm or legs of Nico. It was because of that defense. And in fact, there were many games I wondered, we almost gave this up because of lack of chemistry between the quarterback and the wide receiver. So I'm not blaming Nico. I'm not saying, you know, this is a screwed up situation, but damn, Mike, I mean, spring, this is just such a bad look.
You want to see how upset I am, Shane?
Yeah.
I'm going back to the Joe Milton Cup. He's a true ball right there.
Again, this is what the coaches have been telling us. This is what, you know, ADs have been telling us. GM's been telling us. The talking heads like you and me have been telling us. We know there's a problem, but the problem doesn't change. You know, it's like saying there's a storm coming, but you don't leave. You know, it's like at the end of the day, I'm going to blame you because you did nothing. And I understand, or I'm hearing rumblings that there are things, processes being put in place where this should be a smoother transition. But as of now, I don't know, brother. It's devastating. It is just bad news.
Two things I wanted to ask. So shout out Austin Price. He's been on the show. I think he does the best job out there covering Tennessee. So he says, Nico's not even at practice today.
Yeah.
So that was not expected from the coaches, not expected from the players and anybody that missed it. So, I mean, this all started, shout out Pete Nankos on three. He nailed it. He said this was coming.
Yeah.
And then it was a smear campaign. Nico, you know, he's a joke, clickbait, all this bullshit. And then Nico's dad came out and said, oh, Nankos called me. And we said, this is nothing but bullshit. This guy's full of it. And now Nico's not at practice. So, I mean, it's coming from somewhere. And if Nico's dad, I think he's the one that's full of shit. Now that maybe I'm wrong, but that's how it's looking. Thoughts on Nico? I mean, hell, he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Getting paid a lot. So he wants $4 million. That's where Shane was going. Chris Lowe, ESPN. Again, another elite. I mean, these are not just, this ain't cousin Shane and Mike out here to say that. This is like legitimate reporters. He wants $4 million, which will put him in the elite of the elite in the country. But I mean, to me, it's a horrible look to pull yourself out of practice. I mean, if he even plays in the spring game, which is not a given, I think his ass is going to get booed. What's your thoughts on all that?
Again, Vol fans were patient last year. You know, I felt like there were moments when maybe the expectations were too high on Nico coming into the season, you know, and there were several games we saw little flashes of how great he truly can be and how much he can help this program. But there was a tweet I saw earlier, and I wish I could tell you who it was, but it was something like almost majority of his touchdowns came in three games, UTEP, Vanderbilt, and some other shit team. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that was shout out Chris Felica, 19 touchdowns.
Yeah.
11 against Chattanooga, UTEP, and Vanderbilt. four of nine in SEC play.
Right. Name, but again, it's one thing to, like, I don't think he has the University of Tennessee by the balls here. And the rumors is that they're not budging. But, you know, it's not like there were games. There was no Sellers games. You know, there was no DJ Lagway games. You know, if those guys come to the table, I can understand maybe, you know, flipping the, you know, making some money with him. You know what I'm saying? I never felt like last year we had a Nico game that he just took over and won it for us. So,
right. We're not saying he's awful.
No, I want him to play.
They don't beat Alabama without him. They don't beat Oklahoma without him. I mean, those were kind of huge, huge wins. Hell, they don't beat Vanderbilt without him. You know, let's call it what it is. But here's what I really wanted to go with. Again, he's making $2.5 million. So again, it's not like they're giving him chump change.
Yeah.
But he wants four. So here's how I want to ask it, Shane. I know you got your orange colored glasses on. Here's the schedule. Let's run through it real quick. Syracuse in Atlanta. All right, let's do with Nico.
Yes.
Syracuse in Atlanta. I think that's a win.
Yeah.
ETSU win. Mm-hmm. Georgia at home, I'd say that's probably a loss.
Yes.
UAB at home, win. At Mississippi State, win. You get a bye. Arkansas at home, that's a win. At Alabama, toss up, but I'll give that to Alabama. At Kentucky, win. Oklahoma at home, win. New Mexico State at home, win. Florida? Let's say Nico takes a step forward.
Yeah.
That's a win. Come on, that's a win. Vanderbilt, that's a win. So I even gave him the Florida one. So we're saying 10-2. Maybe I'm being too nice. Maybe 9-3.
Yeah.
But what are they without Nico? I mean, I think they're probably closer to 7-5. Maybe even 6-6 without Nico.
You crazy. No, because now you got $2 million to find you a damn quarterback.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of really good quarterbacks. I mean, damn, everybody was having – how much is Mateer making over at Oklahoma? You know, it's like –
Yeah, $2.5 million. So they ain't beating Mateer without Nico. I'll tell you that right now. So that right there is another loss.
Yeah.
Florida's a loss. Alabama,
I'm just saying, I'm not panicking here off one day. In fact, tomorrow, my fat ass, because of this news, is heading straight to Knoxville, and I'm getting to the bottom of it. I am going to search top and bottom of that damn stadium until I find Nico and his dad and have this conversation. So I don't want to.
But here's the thing. Here's where I was going with all that. You go 10-2, but you pay him $4 million.
Yeah.
Or let's be kind. Let's say 7-5, or even 8. We can even go 8-4 if you want. Is 8-4 and 2-10? Is that worth $2 million?
Yes, 10. Yeah, because you're going to the playoffs.
Right. So I mean, in fairness to him, he would be worth it, but he's got to deliver now. He's got to be one of the best players in the SEC, if not the country.
Yeah.
If he wants that money.
The problem that they've created in Knoxville is that they've done this a couple of times. They did it with Boo Carter. They did it with the cornerback
Ricky
Gibson. Mm-hmm. It was hit the portal, pay me, and then they got their money. Well, Nico did it. He did exactly that. The wide receiver, Mike Matthews did the same thing. So they've kind of created this system here, and I can't blame Nico, even though I just kind of did. I feel like it's important that we understand that he is a kid and there's other people in his camp telling him what to do. And hell, he probably thought he'd get it. And Tennessee just called him on his bluff and now he missed practice. That's the problem I'm having. It's like, if you didn't get the decision made, showing up, not showing up for practice, I feel like you're just wasting time right now because we're in limbo, especially the other kids that are committed to this university.
Right. Well, you know who's not in limbo, Shane?
Who's that?
Cousin JR. Come on. He just gifted five memberships to Josh Reichley. Sorry if I butchered that. Dennis Bone. What a name. Cassie Coleman. U.S. Marine Corps 65. Broken, heartbroken hog. You've all been gifted memberships. Thanks to the legend, JR. Welcome to the family. Maybe we get JR to pay this damn $2 million for Nika. He's a Georgia fan. He ain't going to want to do it, but that's what we need. We need a JR-like Tennessee fan to step up and pay this damn money.
JR's been doing this in the background, hadn't he? He's been working this for a while now.
He's probably in Nico's ear. I'll pay you $2 million to leave. You know what?
Thank you, cuz. You know, I can't. We probably shouldn't overreact one day, one camp, but.
Oh, I think you should, because I just got a text. I don't know if it's true. So this is, this is speculation, but I heard he's gone. I heard that's the belief. Because, I don't think Tennessee has told him, we're not paying you anymore. I think that's what's happening here. I don't know that for a fact, but I think Nico's gone.
Okay, we'll say he is. Let's say that is exactly what happens, Mike. What does this quarterback room look like, and how aggressive are they in the portal?
I mean, I don't know that there's anybody to get. And here's the thing, but you got to remember, people, and I don't blame them, because they change the damn rules every couple of months. But let's say Nico enters the portal.
Yeah.
He cannot go to another SEC school.
Right.
The rule is you got to be in there by February 1st to go from SEC to SEC school. So he can't go to anywhere in the SEC. I mean, who cares where he goes, but who is Tennessee going to get? They're going to need someone from another conference to jump in the portal. They could get those guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, that's a short list of players that are in there, like Jaden Rashada, who's suing Billy Napier. You could get that guy. What's he worth? He's been around the block. He went to Georgia. He couldn't even compete there, so he left. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that there's a starting quarterback in the portal right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is the starting quarterback in that locker room, or do you think that they – I would imagine they still explore the transfer portal. I mean, just because a kid's not in it doesn't mean he can't get in it, because they all talk. Hell, Kirby was on here talking about Zoom calls with these athletes saying, hey, should I get in? What am I worth? So I had no doubt in my mind that Tennessee could find a quarterback in the portal, but would it be for a starting position, or is that starting quarterback in the locker rooms what I'm getting at?
Yeah. I mean, I think it would almost have to be at this point in time.
Yeah.
But this is such a critical year, Shane. So that they've got Jake Merklinger. Mm-hmm. They just signed another touted quarterback, George McIntyre, but he's a true freshman.
Right.
You know, it's a lot to expect of him. And then for 2026, they have a quarterback committed, Brandon Faison, who some people think is the number one prospect in the country. So this is like that bridge year to get that guy in.
Yeah.
I think it's very important that Tennessee does well this year to kind of keep that momentum and kind of hopefully wash your hands of all this drama going into 2026, where you have a three-man competition with two guys that have been in the system for at least a year. Yeah. And all these guys are touted. And then a guy that allegedly, again, according to who you believe, maybe the number one overall prospect in the country. Then you got yourself a one hell of a quarterback competition. So that kind of, that adds to all this. Like if Nico goes and Tennessee goes 6-6 or 7-5, maybe that number one quarterback says, well, hell, I don't want to play there. You know, I mean, this is a crucial year for a lot of reasons for Josh Heupel and company.
Yeah, it's big. It's big because, like you said, there is the momentum. Sports is at an all-time high with the University of Tennessee. But with that comes expectations, and you hit an 8-4, a 7-5 season, then it's tough to get some more money out of the boosters. It's tough to get people to come to the games. And you know what I'm saying? It's we live in this like today world, and this is horrible news. He's not left yet. I keep saying that, Mike, because things may change tomorrow. We find out he's got a stomach bug or something. But I'm not.
No chance. He's got a stomach bug, Shane. Come on, that's crazy.
I told you, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I love this question from North of Knox. Let's throw up the schedule from last year. He says, "Is there a single game, I guess, a Power Five opponent where you could say Nico was a star quarterback last season?" And star quarterback? I mean, I'm not seeing one. He looked like a million bucks.
The Vanderbilt game, I felt like at the end was pretty good.
Okay, yeah, we'll give him that. But, yeah, let's give him that one. But one out of 10.
NC State was like the tip. That's when he should ask for $4 million right after that game, because we would have gave it to him. After Kent State, when you started the season after those three games, yes, Nico, we would have paid you. But then we had an Arkansas game. We had a Florida game. We had a Bama that we barely hung in there. Hell, even Kentucky, we struggled at times. And we were afraid to throw down the football. You know, there was just no.
Right.
The Georgia game, the one that week.
They would have beat Alabama by 21 points if he didn't miss some wide open touchdowns.
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. So, yeah, I'm not. How can you sit? Because it's about money and business. It's, you know, you go to a job and you just half-ass it. That's like going in the next day and say, hey, you know what, boss, I need a raise. It's like, who's going to give you a damn raise? Nobody's going to give you a raise because you paid off performance, and getting a $2 million bump in your pay off the performance we saw last year, I'm not seeing it.
And again, there's also another layer. Remember, we talked about this. So they got this settlement apparently coming down July 1st. Then there's going to be a cap. So this might literally be the last time ever where these guys can really cash in to where there's no salary cap. So again, it makes all the sense in the world for Nico to ask for this.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for him to sit out, in my opinion. It doesn't make sense that the dad says, well, hell, I don't know where this is coming from. And now this has come out. I mean, it's just a horrible look all the way around.
We're a touchy fan base, Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. That's where I wanted to go next. Because again, this may be overrated and this might be a little bit homeristic, but there is something to be said, Shane, for a guy that is like, the fan base is behind you.
Yes.
That could change your life. That could change your family's life. I mean, for decades and decades, there's a lot of players that have suited up for Tennessee or any school, really.
Yeah.
That gave their all for the university, and it has paid off in tremendous ways. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe $2 million is worth a lot more than that, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But what has happened here, fair or not, and maybe this is just his family. Maybe Nico's totally not even involved in all this, but they have just destroyed that.
Yeah.
Unless he comes back and he like wins a Heisman Trophy, unless it's like he has that stellar of a season, his reputation, I think, is forever tarnished. May not be ruined, but it's tarnished on Rocky Top. I really do think.
It's definitely got a dent in it. You know what I'm saying? My parents, they had a Jeep one time. And inside the Jeep, you can see this fine line that goes all the way around inside. I was like, you know what? This thing's been underwater at some point. Guess what we had problems with? The electrical. So I'm just saying, you know, it may look good on the outside, but this will go with you. This will go with you to the pros. What do you think they're looking at right now? Okay. Nico comes in. We pay him all this money. And then 3 years in, he decides he's going to hold out. I mean, does a GM want that, or do they want a team leader? You're not thinking of ahead. You're thinking of the moment. You're thinking now. This is the time to get my money now. But I felt like Nico has the opportunity to play in the NFL and be very successful. But, you know, if you focus on this little window, then I think it does tarnish what you're trying to accomplish later in life. And like you said, they call it VFL here, Vol for Life. And by God, if you bleed orange, they will, whatever you need, this fan base will be behind you 1,000,000%. But once you leave, man, you're fucking dead to them.
Cousin Jordan says, Nico should have been blocked by Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a wonderful. I they reached out to me. I probably should have told you this. Jennifer Corporate, head up. I mean, and it was a cousin. And I want to thank the cousin if you're listening. It was actually his wife is the one that he told, and she wanted to reach out to me, and she did. And I was on the golf course, and she was very apologetic and said that was an accident. She says that account, I guess what they're doing on Twitter is switching over to some sort of AI thing. It's kind of what it sounded like. I don't know. I'm not there. I'm not behind the scenes.
You think Cracker Barrel's down with AI already?
I'm just saying I got blocked in the process, but now they follow me. They sent me a gold car. So me and the wife went out yesterday and got a free meal. And so I guess it was worth it for the 3-day block, you know, because I enjoyed grandpa's platter there. So
right. So where do you think, I mean, things can change, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think things stand? Do you think Nico will suit up in the spring game?
Well, I mean, if he's smart, he will, Mike, because I don't know where you're going to get $2 million and have an opportunity to play a college football playoff game. You know, there will be universities out there that will pay you that money, but I don't think the situation is going to look as good as it does in Knoxville right now. And I guess you've just got to decide what you want to do. And if tonight, and here's just because the way this thing was leaked today and all the, you know, the people getting on Nakos, is that how you say his name?
Pete Nakos. Yeah.
They're getting on to him, and then all of a sudden the dad comes out, and this like roller coaster, because Tennessee fans were on top of On Three. They were like,
oh, yeah,
you know, burn this
clickbait,
burn this outfit to the ground. And then all of a sudden he doesn't show up. And now it's like, well, now the Vol fans are even more upset about the situation. It's like we made it worse. And by God, if Nico gets on tonight, brother, on any social media, if he goes out to eat at any, you know, Cracker Barrels, I swear they're going to come up to him and they're not going to be happy. So I don't know. It's one day. I don't want to overreact, but we're already there, Mike. We are already there. But he could come back tomorrow, come up with some story of what happened, you know, and then, you know, just lead this damn team to a playoff.
Cousin Bryson says it's time to ban Californians from the SEC. That's interesting.
We've had a lot of good Californians come through here.
What about this, Shay? Because I've seen it in the comments. I've seen a couple of people ask it. Do you believe, and there may be, but do you believe there's another program that is willing to give Nico $4 million to be their quarterback next year?
Well, people got money. You know, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these schools will have the money, and some of them will allocate majority of it to a quarterback, but do they have enough to build around him? You know, one of the things that I worry about is, you know, his health. He got a little banged up last year and he is not a big boy. And, you know, if you spend all this money on a quarterback, but not an offensive line, ask Jackson down in Auburn how that worked out. So right. I feel like there's gotta be like a total buy-in, but if you're just chasing the money, if you're just chasing he can find $3 million. He could find $3.5 million. I don't know. That's getting a little too, I think three's really too high, because now he'll be in a desperate situation unless he's already got a deal lined up with another school.
Yeah, maybe he does, or, you know, that's probably the $1 million question, Shane. And maybe that's why Tennessee, maybe, again, we don't know this, but Tennessee may be calling his bluff and saying, you want $4 million? Man, maybe they don't believe anyone's out there to give it to him. Because, yeah, again, you go down the list. Miami's got money. They got Carson Beck.
Yep.
Maybe Oregon. Oregon, you know, you got to believe, perhaps. Maybe a wild card. I don't know anything about Texas Tech's quarterback situation, but they got literally billionaires funding their football team and their basketball. So but again, do you really want to go play at Texas Tech? I mean, you could get to the NFL, I guess, but you're going to be so far off the map of college football. I mean, this doesn't make sense in a lot of ways.
Iron sharpens iron, you know, and that's one of the things that Nick Saban has always said about his conference. And I feel like getting beat up, you know, playing with the SEC, you're basically, this is a league right for the NFL. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're right, going against guys that you'll be playing against on Sunday. And you go to a Texas Tech, you go to an ACC school, you're going to have success. You may lead the country in yards, but they're always going to say, well, look who he's played. And I feel like you have an opportunity in this league, even if you don't make it to the playoffs, to prove that you are an elite quarterback. And I feel like you're kind of squandering that if you go to one of these other schools.
Hey, FU says that's the dumbest thing, Shane. He ain't iron. He's copper. But shout out Cousin Todd. He asked, what is the going rate for a quarterback? I mean, it really depends. But, you know, there was speculation Jackson Arnold got like 1.5 from Auburn. I think John Mateer got about $2.5 million from Oklahoma. So, I mean,
Arch, obviously, but that's going to be through other deals and stuff like that, I would imagine. But
is
he probably the highest paid quarterback right now?
Him, I would imagine.
Is Sellers in Lagway up there?
Sellers at Lagway just got a new deal recently. It's funny, you know, you don't hear that in the news. You can't keep his stuff quiet. You can get a raise and nobody knows about it. I would say Sellers and Lagway are probably one and two. But another one perhaps, Shane, is Alabama's true freshman, Keelan Russell, was a five-star. Yeah. He's probably getting paid a heavy sum. But, yeah, I think last year it was Quinn Ewers. Probably about $3 to $5 million, somewhere in that range. So it really depends. But again, Nico, $2-2.5 million. And he's already made that for 2 years.
Yeah.
He has not earned that, I don't think, based on his performance. Again, $5 million for the last 2 years he did on the field. No. So again, that's the weirdness of all this. Is he worth a little bit more? Maybe based on the market, based on what Tennessee's already paid him, I'd say no. But based on what Tennessee's going to look like without him, maybe you could say yes. I mean, it's just, this is so convoluted. And this very well Tennessee season is going to come down to the next 24, 48 hours on whether this gets done or not.
And what's crazy, man, you just talk DJ, you talk Sellers, you talk yours. Those three quarterbacks did not make a complete season last year. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can roll all this money into a quarterback, but doesn't mean he's going to play 12 games for you. And even Nico got banged up, like I said earlier, a couple of times. So I don't know. I'm a little bit more leery paying quarterbacks all the money. I think they deserve most of the money on the football team, but I would almost rather have a $1 million quarterback with more toys around him. You know what I'm saying? More wide receivers, right. More offensive line, you know, better defensive front, something like that. That's kind of where I would want to allocate my money. But I'm not a GM, unfortunately.
Not yet.
Put me on the call. Let me talk to Nico's dad. I'll get to the bottom of this.
All right. Anything else, Shane? We went a little over a half hour here. Any questions? Anything else we should tackle?
Well, I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while since it's been on. People thought we got canceled there for a minute. It's good to have you back. I know you were in Charlotte. How was that?
Yeah, Fine Bob let the cat out of the bag, so I guess we could talk about it. But, went down there, filmed for the Netflix SEC documentary, so that was pretty awesome. Getting to hang out with Paul, going in studio with him, that was awesome. Shout out Danny Brands for helping make that happen. But, yeah, I'd say it was a successful trip, and I think it'll help us out in the long run. I really do.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, I watch a lot of Netflix. You know, I've got a power ranking show we can do on Netflix episodes. So, but no, I just, again, we're in the throes of it. This was not the news we expected to hear. But I will say, I kind of joked earlier, me and Mike plan on being down there tomorrow at the Orange and White game. So we hope we run into you, maybe have a cold beer. I've got a designated driver, so we're good to go. And probably going to drink a little more now that I don't have a quarterback. But look forward to seeing everybody down there, though.
Yeah, and who knows, Shane, we might get a resolution here. We got so many people on here, I feel like not jumping off. But if something – oh, here we go. Cousin Jack says, Shane, put a few Cracker Barrel gift cards to lure to stay.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to please me. You know, Mike, when I got it, I was like, hey, man, maybe they want to sponsor the show. And she was like, you want a gift card? And I'm like, yeah, that works too, you know? a gift card every month, you know? We'll put you down there in the banner. So we're running out of room down there, but we'll find a spot for you.
Yeah, so again, if there's resolution, if there's some news, I got nothing here. So I'll be jumping back on. Where I'm back, locked in. No road trips except to Knoxville here coming up. I don't know. Will they even hold a spring? If Nico leaves, do they even hold a spring game? I mean, I feel like they got to at this point, but that's going to be a weird, weird energy if the quarterback is jettisoned. You know what?
It's going to be a lot. I mean, that will be the talk, obviously. And I'd like to hear what Heupel has to say. Does he talk today?
No, he'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely kind of have your notifications on, because as soon as we get that clip, we'll post it on here. And then you guys can see straight from the source. Of course, you ain't going to hear anything. I can go ahead and tell you. We got a thing working and blah, blah, blah. But I'm still looking forward to the fanfare spring game. If you got an opportunity to get to your games, do that. It's an awesome. I'm taking the kiddo. She's going to come with me as well. So looking forward to that interaction. So
BKL says, this is like Shane telling Cracker Barrel he's going to Shoney's if they don't give him extra bacon when he arrives.
Brother, I don't know if I told you, but we went to Shoney's, not during this crisis, but we went earlier. Somebody was making a joke, said, hey, let's go to a Shoney's. So we went up there, and I'm telling you, brother, Shoney's has gone downhill. I mean, you could tell. It's like, it always reminded me of Vegas Vacation where, you know, it's like,
you want yellow or blue?
Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I got that switched up. So it kind of felt like somebody was cleaning their fridge out and they just threw it on the buffet. Hey, people are going to eat this. But I think guys were smoking in the back. I don't even know if that's legal, but yeah, Shoney's has, you're definitely, if you're, you know, a bounty hunter, you probably want to hang out in there. You're going to find them. So,
all right, buddy. Hey, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Appreciate you hopping on here. A little emergency. I love these emergency shit. We need more emergency.
Not this one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's still for me, it's pretty fun. Maybe it's the bourbon talking, but I'm enjoying it. You know what?
Yeah, maybe Georgia can get hit with something. We can get on there. I see Alabama in the comments. Maybe we can hit Bama. The board gets caught doing something.
Oh, yeah. We ain't far from it. So, again, appreciate each and every one of you for hopping on. We'll be back before you know it. And hey, we still got some interviews, in-studio interviews that I'm editing together. So that's going to be on the channel soon. So if you haven't already, like the video, subscribe, all that jazz, share it with someone. We really, really would appreciate each and every one of you doing that.
All right. See you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.